Okay.
6:12. What happened to the weather yesterday?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
It was weird.
It was. I just wish it had just gone ahead and really rained, you know? I mean, we need it. That drizzle was.
We didn't get a drop. Not a
you didn't
drop
get a drop? Well, I walked outside, and it was kind of, you know, spitting around, but that was about it.
When I went to lunch yesterday, it was significant enough right here outside the radio station that I kind of punched it just a little too aggressively coming off the stop sign, and I rolled. That's a poor choice of
you
words.
You broke loose.
I slicked my tires a little bit.
Yeah.
I almost saw an accident yesterday. Somebody, didn't realize the pavement was wet.
There you go.
Pour that coffee.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, that's okay. A little coffee in the morning?
Well, here.
That's kind of morning sound you want.
If we're going to do it, here you go. You ready?
Yeah. There you go. It's live sound effects right,
right
on the radio.
Yeah. Now it just makes you have to go to the bathroom.
Kind of sounds like coffee, I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, quit it. We got a 50% chance of showers actually tonight, which is pretty neat. But actually just keeping up with the wind direction is going to be strange enough. We have a very odd weather forecast for the rest of the week because we had a front come through, and that's what all this junk was. And so,
and it didn't. It's not going to get as warm today as we thought it was. No. We were thinking like 80 yesterday.
Yep, but that's okay. We'll get up to 80 by the weekend. But yeah, we were.
We'll be there soon enough.
We were looking at 85s and stuff like that. We thought, and I don't know what the high was yesterday, but we were rocking along about 55 for a long time.
Yeah, it was a little crisp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the winds will be out of the east today, and we'll get to that 73, and then north winds tonight, and then north winds tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, and then on Thursday as well. But that chance of showers again, 30% today, 50% tonight, and 20% tomorrow. And hopefully we'll talk about them a lot so they'll want to come visit us. But
I say everyone go out today and wash your car.
Yeah, kind of like the space shuttle. If you talk about it enough, maybe it'll come here. And so see if that
we
works
hope
out.
It does.
Yeah,
yes.
We do, as a matter of fact.
We still talk about Frankie Lane, and he never came here.
That's right, and he ain't coming.
Yeah. You talk about that ship that sailed.
Yeah.
If he does come, we got a story.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You first, Tom.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had that story this morning about what's going to happen with charging tax for online purchases.
Tom, I knew I'd get in with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a nice pile of money right there. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it
about
is.
That.
Oh, sure.
See what's going to happen. But, you know, there are always some hazards when it comes to ordering something online. And you really hate it when you order something online and it doesn't arrive by the promised delivery date, right? I mean, that causes disappointment.
My wife is, she's experiencing that right now. Actually,
oh, really?
It's not the promised delivery date. It's the worst thing that you can do now is
ground shipping because it takes forever.
Well, yeah. And then turn right around and get the tracking number because then you're just.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I forget the last time I bought something like that, they pretty much are going, okay, now look, there's not going to be a tracking number for like 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Just chill.
Yeah.
You know? And that's cool.
Yeah, you go to check
that's
it, and
right.
The music comes on.
Leave us alone. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Then you find out your product left Tyler, and now it's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Right.
And by way of Pony Express.
Yeah, right.
Nothing like a scanning error. Uh-huh. But anyway, so, I mean, when that kind of stuff happens, it's annoying, it's frustrating. You want to call somebody,
sure.
Like maybe the Better Business Bureau, and vent. This happened to a Colorado woman who ordered a custom-written term paper that didn't arrive on time.
Oh,
despite the fact that,
oh, come on,
yeah, submitting the
it was due, man.
Yeah. I mean,
golly.
Submitting the purchase paper as her own work obviously would constitute academic cheating.
Hey, the prof will understand.
That's right. But the woman decided she was going to complain to the Minnesota BBB anyway that the company, essaywritingcompany.com, boy, that's creative.
Oh yeah.
We'll buy this website, man, and there'll be people who'll just line up to buy it. Yeah, like essaywritingcompany.com. The woman says that she ordered the term paper, which is supposed to be delivered within 4 days. She emailed the company, and nobody replied. All the BBB would say is, yeah, we've heard about these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I think you got what you deserve.
Yes. You're going to complain about them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
See how that works.
The cheater got cheated.
Uh-huh.
Info.
Mason.
And now she's angry.
Well.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' dispositions, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings, conferences, and rush parties. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
We're darn near out of March, folks. It's March the 29th.
If we keep spending it, we will.
Yeah, there we go. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
I need to say happy birthday to my older sister.
Oh, okay.
Who is one of the few people that I would call one of my heroes.
Oh, so very good.
She has overcome a lot of adversity in her life, and I'm very proud of her.
What's her name?
Her name is Alicia.
Alicia. Well, hi.
Or East Texas, Alicia.
Alicia.
We got one of those. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, happy birthday to Alicia. Sam Walton would have been 93, and I just say that just because he's dead, but. You know, give an extra tip of the cat to your greeter today, you know, just for, you know, and tell them to hang in there and they'll catch Sam, okay?
Wow.
Okay.
Now,
hey, now this is weird.
Wait, no. We're not leaving yet. Yeah.
I don't see how we can. Yeah. I really don't.
Because, I mean, now look. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know between
what did I ever do to you?
The two cities. I don't know between the two cities.
Chase me.
Yeah, how many greeters they have.
Lousy kids.
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean, if you greet one greeter, then don't you have to greet them all?
Yeah. And now, you know, both of them have, you know, two or three outer doors.
Well, that's the
so
thing.
So that, you know, they might have three greeters per store.
That's a layer of greeters right there, man.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But my problem is you greet them as you go. You go like, okay, I'll catch the Brian store. I'll go in on the right and I'll leave on the left. Okay. So you go in on the right and, you know, and you greet the greeter. Now, as you're leaving, you greet the greeter and that's going to confuse them. So you have to go back out and then come back in to greet them and then leave.
Yeah. I think this guy's stealing stuff.
See? Yeah. See what you've created here?
I know. You got to greet the greeter.
And once again,
you
then
know,
then
tell the little girl you don't want any cookies. You then, know, God.
Yeah, really. Break her heart.
Yeah.
Then there's shift changes involved.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to sit in the parking lot until the shift changes.
Uh-huh. Nah, just go to Subway.
Yeah, okay. Just go to Subway.
Now, what I was going to say is, I'm looking here, also dead, but Sam Walton and Pearl Bailey were born on the exact same day.
Never
I
saw
bet
them
you
together.
Never. No, you didn't. Pearl would have been 93 today. Now, among the living. He's been here. John Major, the British former prime minister, is 68 years old.
He waved on the train platform back when there used to be one.
Yeah, there you go. Back when they used to stop. Mm-hmm. Bud Cort, the actor.
Who has done many weird movies. Just
indeed.
Very strange movies.
Yeah, Harold and Maude.
Yeah, that was pretty strange.
Yeah, that's right.
I happen to see.
G. Riley White?
Such a loser.
Oh.
Guy in Hall?
No. He was in a movie called Gas, G-A-S-S-S.
Yeah.
About apparently some gas cloud that comes over the earth and kills everybody who is over 25.
I think that would be gas.
That's it. It was a Roger Corman movie, if that tells you anything.
Oh, my.
But
so the actresses had something in common.
Yeah. So it was filmed on the SMU campus. Oh. It starts with Bud Cort running with a crossbow across the SMU campus. Several scenes, and then they go to Louisville, and the beginning of the movie was filmed in Dallas, I guess, because they would. But
there you go,
Bud Cort.
Ella McPherson, the Sports Illustrated supermodel, is 47 years old today.
Looking fine as wine. I'm
That's
sure.
right. Among your greatest national anthems was sung by Lucy Lawless. She's the Xena Warrior Princess. She's 43.
Sometimes that last note is more of a challenge for other people.
Reach for it, darling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. 43 years old today. Jennifer Capriati, the former tennis star.
And Girl Scout.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Is 35 years old today. John McLaughlin, he's a He's a smudgeon.
Wrong!
A spry and happy?
84.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And look, a day over 100.
You think he's a fun grandfather? Oh. See, I just don't, really? I just don't think so.
Yeah. Get up here. Bring your book. Yeah. What's 2 + 2? Yeah. Wrong! Yeah, now get out of here. Yeah, I know. Eric Idle, the comedian, turns 68 years old.
Hilarious.
There you go. Yeah, he is funny. Brendan Gleeson from Harry Potter turns 56 years old. Comedian Amy Sedaris is 50 years old today, and that's all
she's,
I got.
Oh, go ahead.
She's quite weird. Mm-hmm. I heard, you know, Scott,
Amy Sedaris?
Yeah, well, Scott turned me onto a show a while back. Wait, don't tell me, on NPR, and I do the podcast thing now, and she was on one of their best of shows, mm-hmm. and she's funny. But you kind of have to prepare yourself for the type of humor she brings to the table.
Yeah, she's a little bit different. And again, she was a Saturday Night Live person, was she not?
No, that was Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay, all right.
I wonder if she's related to the Sedaris who is on Saturday Night Live
the
guy.
No.
What's his name? Andy Sedaris.
Yeah, no, she's her
father was famous for something.
Oh, okay. Now her brother is an author. Her brother is a very I forget his first name. He's written. Like When Your Pants Are on Fire, some a lot of spring books.
Anyway, there is a Sedaris on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. It's a guy, but I don't know if they're related.
We're in the weeds.
Yeah. Well, I'm through with birthdays.
Jill Goodacre. Oh. Her birthday is today. So, you know, it's model up day.
Yeah.
She's 46. She's married to Harry Connick.
I was going to say, she's still married to him?
Marina Sirtis, if you remember Deanna Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation. She was a hottie, 56 years old. And Earl.
Yeah, she kept the sci-fi losers busy when the internet first came out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Earl Campbell, who played football nearby.
Really? Earl the Pearl's
been here.
Yep.
A couple of times,
absolutely.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, a couple of times when he really wasn't wanted, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Anyway, he's 56. And then Vangelis, who I guess had a one-hit. Mm-hmm. He was a one-hit wonder with a Chariots of Fire thing, right? And Little Else. That's it, 624.